Talk.
So very, very interesting the fact that there are these new procurement laws that are being introduced in South Africa. The reforms is how they're being phrased. So we are due to speak to Anne Bernstein, Executive Director at the Centre for Development around this. And she's written a wonderful piece in Business Day about this, saying that there are good things about it, but there are bad things about it as well. Service delivery failures, though driven by bad policies, are amplified by a procurement system that sometimes cannot buy the goods, services, and infrastructure government needs. Even when the goods are procured, the government generally cannot buy them at the right price and have them delivered on time. So let's unpack this now with Anne Bernstein. Anne, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks for the opportunity. Good to be with you and your listeners.
So a more decentralized and responsive procurement support system that strengthens capacity at provincial and municipal levels should be explored. That's according to the Procurement Performance Institute. So we are seeing these draft public procurement regulations being mooted. What are the good things and what are the bad things about them?
Well, it's not all bad. There are some good things. For example, these new regulations will provide greater transparency in procurement, and that's a good thing. There'll be a new procurement dashboard that people can access and see what's going on, and there are a few other things. But we've concentrated on the preferential procurement aspects of the new regulations, and there I'm afraid we're very worried if these were to be implemented. We think, let me step back for a second and say that, you know, we spend something like, no, but there's no authoritative figure, but it's over 500 billion rand a year that state entities spend on procurement. And I didn't hear the beginning, Mandy, you might have said this, but this is how we get textbooks to schools, it's how we get medicines to hospitals and to patients. So it's really, really important that we're getting value for money. And if you look at the way in which the preferential procurement regulations are proposed to be implemented, they're incredibly complex. And we think they will be more complex than the current system, which is really failing us in very many respects. And they will encourage fronting and corruption and all the things we don't want. We need really simple rules on how to procure the goods that government needs for citizens.
If we overload weak institutions, they'll just generate exactly what South Africans can least afford. So your argument is that we should be building institutions, not burying them under rules.
Absolutely, and we need to be clear. So one of the big lessons of the last two decades, if not more, is if you overload a policy, say a good policy, an essential policy, with too many objectives, you end up not achieving any of those, and worse. So the thrust of procurement regulations has to be, how do we make them as simple as possible so there are fewer places where corruption can take place? If you don't know exactly what this regulation means, if they've got to go through three different procedures, if you've got to test the feasibility study, there are all sorts of interpretations which can be challenged and are open, provide more avenues for corruption. So simplicity internationally and in South Africa has been shown to be essential for effective procurement, but also to curb corruption, which we're struggling with. So that's absolutely essential. And the second is we have to give value for money. We all pay a lot of tax. We'd like to pay less. We want to see the goods that the government buys, that they're getting value for money. And all these stories about pencils or pens that you and I can buy for 20 rand at Pick and Pay, and some government institution is paying thousands and thousands and thousands for each one of those, is crazy. We've got to get rid of that. So value for money is the key criterion, and it's not social policy. We might have other objectives that are positive ones, that you want more people included, you want to transform our small business sector. These are all positive things. I support them. But you can't overload a weak procurement system where municipalities are collapsing, where many state departments can't do their job. And then we want to say, oh, in addition to getting value for money, you must do this and do that and do the next thing. Rather focus on what we need from procurement and let's do other things to deal with transformation. At the end of the day, an effective state delivering the goods and services that citizens need is the most powerful transformation instrument that we have. It's one of them. Let's aim for that, and that will help all South Africans.
And thank you so much. And Bernstein is the Executive Director of the Center for Development and Enterprise, speaking to us there about the procurement reforms. Exactly. We need value for money. We are so tired of hearing about how the system is abused. So as she says, some good things, but some areas where it can be improved. 12:30, time for Eyewitness News headlines.